Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3419 BN. Today's date is August 5th, 2024, and the title of the episode is All Assets Deployed, Fear and Scare Push, United Not Divided. It had to be this way. Let's talk about our health. We partner with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getoliveone.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getoliveone.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getoliveone.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, you could see that they are now deploying all of their assets. Remember, they're panicking right now. They need to remove Trump. They've tried everything. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to try to convince people that Trump is the felon. Most likely, they'll probably throw him in prison. It looks like they're going to keep the sentencing date now. And I do believe they're going to try to make the case that, look, Trump is even in prison. He's convicted and we sentenced him. You cannot vote for him. Actually, this is going to work in Trump's favor. The people are going to look at this and they know it's one of these scam trials once again. And the people are going to move to his side. Plus, I do believe Trump is going to sell a lot of merch. But again, they're going to use this tactic. They're also planning on things after the election. I do believe Jamie Raskin has already let us know that they're going to push or try to push the people onto the streets, and they want the Trump supporters rioting because they want to use the 14th Amendment Section 3 on Trump. That is their goal, to disqualify him from the presidency. But once again, we know it's not going to be the Trump supporters. They're going to try to push the Trump supporters. They're going to try to say, hey, Trump cheated. We're not certifying the election. We don't care if he won. They're hoping to get the Trump supporters on the street. And what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to convince everyone that, yes, there are Trump supporters on the street by using the Patriot Front group, by using Antifa dressed up as MAGA supporters, by using the illegals. And it seems that Jamie Raskin might have already projected out there exactly what they're going to try to do. And we know that most likely this is what they will do. Because again, when you look at the entire election right now, the entire push to make everyone believe that Kamala Harris has the same poll numbers as Trump, or very close to Trump, or she's leading Trump, everyone's realizing that this is a psyop, that there's no way that Kamala Harris has the same poll numbers as Trump. And what's happening right now is that this entire push is completely and utterly falling apart. And every day that passes is just going to get worse and worse for her. And what's very interesting is it seems like the Democratic Party, they're actually sending a message that maybe they might be swapping her out, because there is a picture, and they picked this picture on purpose, where they're saying, hey, the Democratic National Convention is, what, like 15 days away, and it says Michelle all around her. Now, again, this picture is from 2008, but why would you put that picture up? Think about that for a second. But you could see that already we're heading towards the scare event, and you could see they're pushing fear with it, and they'll continue to do this. Now, we have many, many things happening all at once. We have an economy that is crashing. Everyone's starting to realize this. Those people that didn't realize it, they're starting to wake up. Of course, they might be writing it off saying, oh, don't worry, they're going to fix this. But again, you see it the first time, you'll see it the second time, you'll see the market come down, then you'll see it the third time, and then by that point, people are convinced we have a major, major problem. But this is starting the narrative. This is waking up those people that haven't been thinking about it. Now they're thinking about it. They're a little worried. Some are saying, you know something, I don't trust Kamala. She cannot handle this. I better go over to Trump and vote for Trump. This is not everybody. Remember, this entire plan is to unite the country. It's the counterinsurgency to go up against the insurgency. And you need the people on your side. Remember, it's about uniting the people, not dividing the people. Of course, the fake news, the deep state players, they're going to try to convince you that the country is divided. They're going to try to convince you that, look at the streets. Look at the rioting. Look what's going on. Look, there's a civil war happening. They're going to try to convince you that we are divided. But in reality, it's their foot soldiers. In reality, it's fake. In reality, this is what they're trying to do to create the civil war when there really isn't one. And again, I think the people are going to see this. I do believe the people are going to see this play out. And in the end, the people are going to realize who the true enemy is. And it actually had to be this way, because you can't explain it to people. You can't tell them this stuff. Trump has already done this. He said, listen, if Biden gets in, you're going to have open borders. If Biden gets in, you're going to have an economy that's going to crash. The stock market's going to come down. If Biden gets in, you're going to have war. I think all these things are now coming true. But again, he did tell people this. Did anyone really listen, believe? Yes, there was a lot of people on the Republican independent side. But again, that's not the country. It's half the country. You need the country with you to actually go up against the insurgency, which Trump is creating, which is the counterinsurgency. So this is why it had to be this way, because he needed these people to wake up. He needed these people to see, look, these people that you've been looking at, voting for, pledging your allegiance, saying, I will not vote for anyone else, no matter what happens. If the market comes out, I'm not voting for anyone. If we go to nuclear war, I'm not voting for anyone. Trump is showing everyone who the true enemy is. Because if he just told people, do you think they really would have believed him? No. That's why he has to actually show them. And yes, talk is cheap. When people say, hey, I don't care if the market comes down, I don't care if I lose my job, I'm still not voting for Trump. When people are suffering and you can't make ends meet, people all of a sudden, they switch very, very quickly, especially when you have a choice of either I vote for Trump or a nuclear bomb drops on my house. Yes, people sound brave. They sound like, oh, I'm never going to do this. Just like all those Hollywood people that say, hey, if Trump wins, I'm going to leave the country. Remember when they said that back in 2016? Remember when they said it in 2020? Well, he won in 2016. Did they leave now? That's a lot of talk there. Now in 2024, what are they saying? Hey, if Trump wins again, I'm going to leave the country. Well, you know what? If you're going to say it, you got to do it, because otherwise you're a liar and no one believes you. And you need to remember that nobody really cares about you whatsoever, because once again, who are you? You're Hollywood, you're on TV. Nobody cares. But again, they do this because it's an information war. And I do believe it had to be this way, because the people needed to wake up. The people really needed to see, look what they are willing to do. They are willing to bring this country and the world to war to cover up their treasonous acts. And this is why we're going through all of this. And I do believe the people now are truly seeing it. And yes, this month is going to get pretty darn hot, and I don't think it's going to stop in September and October. I think things are going to really heat up, and people are going to start to question everything. Remember, this is not another four-year election where you have Republican and Democrat business as usual. Trump is not part of that Republican Party. It's actually MAGA. You have the rhinos, but he's an outsider. The people now are on the outsider's side. This election is very, very different. This election is to take back the country. This election is to stop their plan to bring us to a nuclear war. This election is to stop them from destroying the Constitution. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Trump is showing the people who the good guys are and who the bad guys are, because over this many years, people haven't seen it because it was one gigantic party. It was an illusion where you thought you had Republican, you thought you had Democrat. You didn't. You had uniparty. That's what you had. They tricked the people. Now Trump is showing you who they are. This was always here. The crazy people that now that you see, like the drag shows and all, everything was always here. Trump was able to take all these people, bring them out of the shadows into the light so you could see it clearly, so you can make the decision on election day. What world would you like? Would you like the Constitution? Would you like this country? Or do you like their world where they'll arrest you for saying something online, where they'll shut your bank account if they don't like your political views? Pedophilia is normal and women don't have rights. Is that the world you want? Well, Trump is showing it to you. If you don't, and you want the Constitution, you want the rule of law, you want to make a good living, you want everyone to be together, united, well, then you got to go with Trump and take back the country. Remember, Trump can't do this alone. Nobody really can. Even though you have the military, if you don't have the people behind you, it's worthless. It won't work. And I do believe this is why Trump had to bring everyone down this path to really show them. I mean, listen, you have a child, you tell them, look, the stove is hot. Do they believe you? No, most of the time they don't. They touch the stove, they realize, oh, damn, it's hot, I burnt myself. Now they understand it. Why? Because sometimes they have to experience it, just like now. People were set in their ways. People were sleeping. People needed to be shown. People needed to experience all of this. And yes, it's going to look scary. Yes, it's going to be frightening. Yes, it's going to look like everything's falling apart. That's the point of it. The point of it is to get people off their butt and get people to start thinking and get people to say, you know something? Enough is enough. We got to take this back. We can't head in this direction. It's enough. I see it now. And I think we're getting there and we're almost there. This last part, I do believe, for those people that are already awake, I do believe this last part is for the D's. This part is to really wake them up. And what's very interesting, since Kamala Harris is their nominee now, and I mean, it's not official until August, but 19th, but we pretty much know that she's going to be the nominee, and most likely she'll be swapped out maybe later on. But we could see that something most likely is going to happen on her watch. We're already starting to see the war out in the Middle East, but I do believe something here in the United States, since she's the border czar, I do believe something will happen here. And what's very interesting is the House Judiciary GOP put this out on X and says, terror at our door, how the Biden-Harris administration open borders policies undermine national security and endanger Americans. Over 250 illegal aliens on the terror watch list were encountered at the southern border between 2021 and 2023. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris released at least 99 of those illegal aliens into American communities. During fiscal year 2024, Border Patrol has encountered tens of thousands of illegal aliens from countries that could present national security risks. ICE arrests 8 Tajik nationals with potential ties to ISIS in June 2024. 3 of those potential ISIS members were released into the country using Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's CBP One app. an immigration judge granted bond to a potential terrorist earlier this year. Why? Joe Biden and Kamala Harris administration didn't tell the judge the illegal alien's potential terror ties. Ultimately, you're not safe with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden in charge of the border. And this is a national security threat. Kamala is the border czar. And I do believe you're going to see something happen because we know there's a lot more people out there that they just released and they're ready to actually push terror on this country. Remember, this is infiltration from within. This is an insurgency. They want to destroy the country. And what better way than to infiltrate the country and destroy it from within, then bring your forces from the outside and actually bring the whole entire country down with war. And that is their 16-year plan. But it looks like Attorney General Andrew Bailey again is going after the Biden administration. And basically, he is filing suit and he's demanding all communications from the city of St. Louis and Kansas City on the transportation of illegal immigrants by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris into Missouri. It is a felony to knowingly transport illegal aliens through Missouri. We will obtain answers, he says. And most likely they will. And you can see there's many different attorney generals now that are fighting back. But you have to remember one thing that's very important is that the criminal syndicate still controls all the different agencies. At this point in time, I don't believe Trump and the Patriots are here to actually arrest people, have justice. Because again, if you don't control the system and the system is completely and utterly corrupt, you can't actually have justice right now. You can expose things. You can block things. You can wake the people up with all of this, but until you clean it out, until you have the people on board, until you have the people with you, you can't have justice. So this phase was to wake the American people up and the world up and show them who the true enemy is. And once the people see this and see their treasonous acts, then they can say, okay, I'm going to vote for Trump. I want justice. I want these people thrown in prison. And I do believe that's the next phase of all of this. Now, again, the deep state players, they're not just going to sit idly by. They're going to fight to the very, very end. And we could see that they do not represent we the people. They never have. If that was the case, the people say we don't want illegals coming to the country. What would they do? They would shut down the border. Same thing out in Europe. The people are saying we don't want the illegals in our country. So if they were truly representing we the people, because we elected them into these positions, they would shut down the border. Since they keep the borders open and they're going against the people, I think that tells you everything you need to know. And Wokeness put this out and said, every single country in Europe wants less immigration. What do they get? More. That tells you everything you need to know. And the other thing that we've come to find out today, and it looks like social media giant Google is in trouble. And really think about this for a second, because we are in information war, and now a judge has just ruled that Google violated antitrust law by creating and maintaining a monopoly over the search engine industry. So this is about to change, and it's going to happen right before the presidential election. So this is going to be very, very interesting. We'll have to see how this all plays out, because remember, the deep state, they depend on these social media platforms to control the narrative. They depend on the fake news to control the narrative. If they're losing control of these platforms and people are no longer listening to the fake news and they're listening to others and they're going to other platforms, what do you think they'll end up doing? Because remember, they need to control the flow of information. I do believe since we're going to be attacked, since there's going to be a cyber attack, most likely they'll try to shut down communications. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know from the very beginning, the deep state players, they've been trying to get the weapons away from the people. And the problem is that we have the Constitution and we have the Bill of Rights. And the Second Amendment is the right of a person to own and carry a weapon. The government cannot take it away. It's not a privilege. You are born with these rights. This is a major, major problem. See, our founding fathers, they knew if they made this a privilege, eventually what would happen is that the government, the tyrannical government, would take that privilege away. But if they said, no, 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 you're born with these rights, you were given these rights by God, the government cannot take it away. But you could see that they've been trying every step of the way to get rid of these rights or to try to remove the weapons from the streets. Now, they were able to do this out in many other countries. Why? Because they do not have a constitution like the United States. It's very, very different. And you can see out in the UK, I bet those people out there are wishing, holy crap, there's 10 people with knives and machetes heading towards me. I wish I had a weapon to defend my family. See, when people say you only need 5 rounds in a magazine or 10 rounds in a magazine, think about why they were doing this. See, their plan was to have mobs attack the people. If they limited the number of rounds that you had, you could be overrun. Because by the time you take that mag out and change it, well, you're already overrun. And remember, just because you have 10 bullets doesn't mean you're going to get 10 hits. Most of the time you're going to miss because these targets are on the move. So out of the 10, you might get 1 or 2 hits and the others will be misses. See, they always knew this. They always knew this from the very beginning. And this is why they were trying to get rid of the AR and the 30-round magazine. Because again, you have the ability to protect your family. You have a system that can ward off a mob of people. And now you're seeing it out in the UK because their plan was to have a civil war. Their plan was to take control with their illegals. You see it happening out in the UK right now. Most likely, you're going to see it out in many other countries. So now people are experiencing this. They're starting to understand this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we do have, like we said before, the Second Amendment right, which says we have the right to bear arms, which means we have the right to carry any weapon and ammunition anywhere on our body. It doesn't say you have to hide it. Doesn't say anything about that. It says you're allowed to carry it. Back in the day, they really didn't conceal a weapon. They might have concealed one, but the others, people saw them. And what's very interesting is in many states, you're not allowed to carry outside. You have to conceal your weapon. And it looks like the Gun Owners of America, they're now filing suit in many different states. One of them is Florida. Because even though there's constitutional carry, you're not allowed to carry outside of your belt. You have to carry it inside where it's hidden. But again, this is in violation of the Second Amendment. And once again, every single law that Congress created that infringes on the Second Amendment is automatically null and void. So we need to go back to the rights and the people must stand up for these rights and say, no, the Second Amendment says this. You see, we're waiting for other people to tell us. This is our contract to the legislators, the people that we elected. You must follow this contract. And if you're not going to follow it and you're going to write laws against our contract, they're automatically null and void. Actually, there is a Supreme Court that already says this. So once again, all these different laws and all these guns, they're ridiculous. They're all null and void. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Trump, he was doing an interview and they mentioned Justin Trudeau. And Trump said that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau might be the son of Fidel Castro. He said, hey, crazier things have happened. And when you look at both of them, well, they do look alike, which I find very interesting. I would like them to get a DNA test. That'd be very, very interesting, wouldn't it? Now, the other thing that we could see is war is now building. It's intensifying out in the Middle East. It's going to be intensifying out in Ukraine, most likely in Taiwan. And right now, Zelensky, he has now showed everyone that he just received the F-16 jets. And he has them at a secret location, and they have arrived. Now, once again, with these jets, they can carry a nuclear payload. And Russia has been warning about this from the very, very beginning. And the other thing that's very interesting, and remember, this is World War III. Trump has let us know that he sees this happening. He said this about 1.5 or 2 years ago. And here we are today. Let's talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22, or click the link in the description. And for it to be a world war, you're going to have other countries. You're not just going to have, you know, Iran and Israel and other Arab nations. You're going to have Russia. You're going to have China. You're going to have North Korea. You're going to have the countries of the world. So already, they're letting everyone know that U.S. intelligence, they're claiming that Russian military is advising the Houthis inside of Yemen right now. That brings Russia into the fold, which is very, very interesting. And Iran, they have announced it will attack any Arab country that attempts to intervene in its attack on Israel. So that is very, very interesting. And we know that this attack is coming very, very soon. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens tonight or tomorrow. OSINT Defender put this out and said, a notice to air missions, or NOTAM, was issued this morning for Iranian airspace by Iran's Civil Aviation Organization, stating that pilots should be prepared for GPS interruptions and degradation while operating over the country and that all occurrence should be reported to air traffic control. The NOTAM was issued today at roughly 7 a.m., though similar warnings have been in place since early April. This is not a closure or a restriction of Iranian space, just telling pilots to be aware. Then we have, coming from Al-Mayadeen, Iran will respond in a way that crosses the occupation's red lines. So it sounds like Iran is going to go way beyond what they did the last time. Now, Trump, he was being interviewed once again, and he revealed there might be an attack tonight. Take a listen.
These people is really getting along with the foreign leaders. If you're smart, our country is safe. If you're stupid, and that's a problem. We have stupid people there now, and those people are very dangerous right now. Right now, you know, I'm hearing there's going to be an attack tonight by Iran of Israel. They're going to be attacked tonight. I'm telling you right now. I hear it just through the same waves. There's no top secret information or anything.
Right.
But I hear that Israel is going to be attacked tonight. If I were president, nobody would even be talking about that word because it wouldn't happen 100%. And it's so, but.
Now, once again, you can see how war is now building up. Now, of course, this is out in the Middle East. Yes, people will be watching. It'll be all over the fake news. They'll be showing everyone how there's war, how Iran is attacking Israel. Israel is attacking Iran. And once again, you're going to start to see this spread to other areas. And people are going to start to get nervous because what are they going to see? They're going to see war being built up. But again, the war is still off in far-off lands. We've seen wars in far-off lands. We've seen Libya. We've seen Iraq. We've seen Syria. We've seen what's happening out in Ukraine. Yes, people see it. But again, it's not here in this country, in the United States. That's why I do believe something most likely will happen here. And I just want to go back to post 521, January 13, 2018. It says, we are fighting for life. We are fighting for good. We are at war. And it's an at sign, information war. Not everything will be clean. Scare necessary event. Do you trust the military? Do you trust the chain of command? Have faith. We're in control. Patriots, Patriots Day, have faith. You were chosen for a reason. You are being provided the highest level of intel to ever be dropped publicly in the history of the world. Use it. Protect and comfort those around you. Where we go on, we go all. So when you start to see the fighting build up, when you see the attack in Israel, Israel attacking Iran, other Arab nations joining in, you're seeing flashpoints happening out in Ukraine with Russia. You see something happening with North Korea. You see Russia now moving mid and intermediate and long range missiles into North Korea, maybe Cuba and other areas. People are going to get really, really scared. And people are going to see war being built. And it's going to accelerate as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And I do believe when people see maybe an event because of these terrorists coming over the border, and people see another event that happens to be something happening from a foreign country, I think this is going to wake a lot of people up. And you could see already that this is where all this is headed. And people, they're going to have to go deep within themselves to make this decision. I mean, it's sad that it had to be this way, but to wake the people up, to actually make the people see the light, you need to really show them. You need for them to experience it, because talk is really, really cheap. I mean, Trump, the Patriots, they can open the door. They can say, listen, here you go. I open the door. But the people must walk through it. You can't be forced to walk through it. The people must walk through it on their own. And the only way they can do this is with certain information. And sometimes you have to bring people to the precipice of destruction. This is where people finally find the will to change. And this is why it had to be this way. Because otherwise, the counterinsurgency would not work. And I think the people are getting it. And I do believe this last part is, yes, it's going to wake up a lot of Republicans that are still, you know, thinking that this is normal, that this is just a normal election. It's also going to wake up a lot of D's. And they're going to see the light and they're going to start to understand. And we're getting there. But again, this, I do believe, is going to be the dark part as we approach the presidential election. And we can see that with Kamala's campaign, where she is now taking control and she's the nominee, they need to pump her up big time because, again, this is the final battle. They're fighting for their lives. The Patriots want to take back their country. So they need to make moves that normally they wouldn't do. So now they brought in Kamala. They dumped Biden. Most likely he'll be taken out with the 25th Amendment as things start to build. And they need to pump Kamala up pretty darn good by having celebrities manipulating the polls. I mean, the things that they always do. They're even paying influencers $20,000 to attend the DNC in Chicago. So they're already building this up. They're already paying these people because otherwise they wouldn't have these people. It's not a grassroots movement. So you could see that they're struggling right now and they're trying to convince the people that she's the one, but she isn't the one, because what's going to happen is her poll numbers are going to drop like a rock. People are going to see the truth. And I do believe once this starts to occur, this is when they're going to make the swap. Or maybe they'll just keep her in. That'd be pretty darn good. It'd be great for Trump. Actually, they might swap her out right after September 4th, even though she doesn't want to do September 4th. She chickened out of that one. And they might just swap her out way before that. We'll have to see how that all plays out. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. Biden lost the debate and was down for the count. So they told him to get out of the race, a coup, and install crazy Kamala. What happens when she loses the debate and goes down? Will they replace her with yet another candidate? Unprecedented disaster for the U.S., a real threat to democracy. Absolutely. And think about it. The Tea Party, they're okay with having the deep state choose their candidate. Is that true democracy? Is that how a republic is actually run? They don't care about nominating or voting for the person that they actually want? It's okay if the deep state players choose for them? I mean, really think about this for a second. And Cynical Publius put this out and says, I have a request from my followers. Please stop believing the 24/7 propaganda campaign about the surge of Kamala Harris and the falling apart of the Trump campaign. This is a psyop and you are the target. Kamala Harris is the worst presidential candidate in U.S. history. She is a barely functioning imbecile who is unable to speak a coherent sentence unless someone else writes it for her. And every American already knows that. For every Republican for Kamala featured on Sunday morning news show, there are literally 10,000 working class Americans who used to vote Democrat who now support Trump. We are the party of average, red-blooded Americans now, and it scares the you-know-what out of the Uniparty elites. That's why they're pouring so much effort into demoralizing you. As Klaus Witz accurately wrote when discussing war, yes, we are in war, an information war. The moral is too physical as 3-1. That's why the Democrat media complex is gaslighting you. They need to break your morale. Don't let them. I recommend you do three things. Maintain constant optimism. It is infectious, as is pessimism. Number two, relentlessly mock every lie they try to feed you in case you had not figured it out. That's my magical MAGA conversion stories are relentless mockery of the self-absorbed media lies. Number three, boldly tell your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors why they need to vote Trump. A major goal of this PSYOP is to cow you into silence. Don't let them. We are going to win bigly in a landslide of historic significance. No more negative waves. Absolutely. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to use this against the people, making it seem like, oh my God, Trump can't beat her. She is just too popular. She's just too witty. She's brilliant. Everyone loves her. No, people don't. It's actually the opposite of what they're doing. And this is what they did back in 2016. Go back to the poll numbers then. Hillary Clinton's going to win by 98. Trump only gets 16% vote. This is what they were doing back then. It's the same exact thing. They're manipulating the people. It is a PSYOP. Kyle Becker put this out and said, fun fact, the reason the Democratic Party rigged the primaries and waited until they were over to dump Biden is so voters wouldn't have a chance to vote against Kamala Harris and ruin their nefarious plans. In many ways, the Democrats already rigged the 2024 election by fixing the primaries, carrying out political prosecutions against Trump, attempting to get him taken off state ballots, trying to memory hole the Trump assassination attempt, and campaign finance fraud. Any party capable of rigging primaries and going to such extreme lengths to stop one political candidate is certainly willing to rig the general election. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is that the Democrats on X, they put this out and says there are only 15 days until the Democratic National Convention. Who's excited? Now, what's very interesting about this, it's a picture of Kamala Harris and all the signs say Michelle. Coincidence? Think about this for a second. Now, this picture was taken at the DNC in 2008 during Michelle Obama's speech. So why would they pick this picture? Number one, are they telling us that Obamas are in control? Or number two, are they telling us that Michelle is on her way? This is very, very interesting. I don't believe there's any coincidence because there is no reason why you have a picture of a black woman, and that's air quotes, by the way. We know she's not black. She's Indian. And they have a sign that says Michelle. Are they now projecting out there and trying to convince you it's going to be very easy to replace her with Michelle? That is very interesting. We'll have to see how that plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Pelosi, she was being interviewed, and she said some very interesting things. Number one, that Biden, he is still good. He doesn't have dementia. He's fine. And she also argued that Joe Biden should be on Mount Rushmore. That's very interesting. Why would he be put on Mount Rushmore? What? He destroyed the country. I think what's happening right now, she's laying the groundwork for Trump to be on Mount Rushmore. And I do believe people are going to be looking at what Trump is about to do or what he's been doing. And in the end, I do believe people are going to say, you know something? With everything that he did, how he destroyed the deep state players, how he saved the country, how he stopped the wars, he should be on Mount Rushmore. And I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. But you can see the deep state players, what are they doing? They're going to push as hard as they possibly can to try to jail Trump and to try to keep their other cases going. Mike Davis put this out and said, D.C. Obama Judge Tanya Chutkan, after getting reversed by the Supreme Court in one of its most monumental decisions ever, issued a highly unusual Saturday morning order. Chutkan really, really wants Trump in the courtroom instead on the campaign trail this fall. Gee, I wonder why she wants that. Here is the problem for Biden-Harris special counsel Jack Smith and Obama judge Tanya Chutkan. They must hold evidentiary hearing to determine what Jack Smith alleges against Trump in his personal versus presidential capacity. And if Jack Smith brought an indictment using evidence subject to presidential immunity, the entire case must be tossed and start over. Chutkan's order on presidential immunity is immediately appealable to the D.C. Circuit. The Supreme Court will almost certainly step in again if Chutkan and the D.C. Circuit play their partisan games again by two partisan D.C. Biden judges dragging along an 80-year-old Bush 41 judge who should have retired 4 years ago. This case wouldn't get resolved before the election. And on day one, Trump's acting attorney general must fire Jack Smith and his team, dismiss the case, and open criminal investigations on this broad criminal conspiracy to wage illegal lawfare and election interference against Trump, his top aides, his attorneys, and his supporters. The hunters must become the hunted. Lawyers up, Biden-Harris conspirators. In D.C., New York, Atlanta, and Phoenix, nobody is above the law. And it's very interesting that he said the hunters must become the hunted. That is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that SCOTUS is refusing to delay Trump's New York September sentencing. So here we have Trump. He is now going to be sentenced in September, unless something else happens. And I do believe the deep state players, they set this up to actually throw Trump into prison to show the world that he is a convicted felon. He's in prison. So don't vote for him. Remember, all assets are deployed. They're doing this to still try to convince people with information that this is not the guy for you. What happened when they took his mugshot? He became more popular. What do you think is going to happen when they throw him in prison? Remember, he was just shot at. They tried to assassinate him. What do you think is going to happen now when they do this? His poll numbers are going to skyrocket. It's going to be absolutely unbelievable. They will not be able to stop it. They know this. This is why they are now planning to most likely try to postpone the election, or they're going to try to cheat. But if they can't cheat, Trump will win, but they will not certify the election. And they'll try to make it seem like the Trump supporters are very, very angry and they're rioting. So let's think about what's happening right now. Venezuela is on a verge of civil war. The UK is on the verge of a major civil war right now. We have a nuclear war that is approaching. We have Israel, Iran, Ukraine, Russia, all involved. I do believe there'll be more countries. And we have the market that is coming down, all at the same time. So the deep state, they're pushing all of this to try to cover up their crimes. Trump is using this to point out their crimes, everything that they've done. Remember, Trump and the Patriots, they've always known that they were going to follow the 16-year plan. Trump decided, you know something? Let's wake the people up with it. Let's show the people the truth. Let's not interfere with them. Let them carry out their plan so the people could see it. And the only way people could see it is to actually really let the people see it. Let them see it firsthand. Take the plan, accelerate it into a small time frame, which is 4 years, and really let the people see the 16-year plan and let them experience every step of the way. Because remember, they never dealt with an outsider. Well, yeah, they have. Like if you go back in time, JFK, Reagan, and the rest. But again, you have this outsider that's not going to go along with them. The outsider is going to say peace. They're going to say war. The outsider is going to say peace. The outsider is, of course, Trump. And he's going to keep doing this. So this way, you could see it very, very clearly. But you could see the deep state players, they're already telegraphing what they're about to do here. And remember, they're going to go back to what they did back in 2016. Oh, there was a cyber attack. We already know there's going to be a cyber attack because the FBI CISA already told us there's going to be a cyber attack. And the cyber attack, well, hit the election infrastructure. Now, we don't know if it's operational. And it looks like Russia did this, or maybe North Korea, or whoever they're going to pick, Iran. And that helped Trump win the election. They're going to try to use this to say this is why we're not certifying the election. And they're going to try to hold this back. But remember, Trump, he tricked them in the very, very beginning. He used Pence and they changed the law. Now, the vice president, which is Kamala Harris, she won't be able to send the results, the election results, back to the legislator. Trump tricked them into removing that power. So they're going to try to hold out as long as they possibly can to try to make the Trump supporters angry. DC Drano put this out and says, Representative Jamie Raskin says Congress will stop Trump on January 6th using the 14th Amendment and create civil war conditions. These uniparty snakes are the greatest threat to our country that ever existed, and they won't give up power without a fight. So Jamie Raskin was talking about the 14th Amendment, Section 3. Let me just read that. No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress, or elector of president and vice president, or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States, or under any state, who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress, or as an officer of the United States, or as a member of any legislature, or as an executive or judicial office of any state, to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. But Congress may by a vote of 2/3 of each house remove such disability. So they tried this back in January 6th. They tried to remove Trump from the ballots using the 14th Amendment, Section 3. This time around, they're going to have Antifa, the illegals, the Patriot Front group. They're going to have them out on the streets. They're going to try to convince you through the fake news that these are Trump supporters. They're rioting. Trump, because the D's will not certify the election, Trump now is staging an insurrection. He cannot be president. We will use Amendment 14, Section 3 to remove him. But again, this is all going to fail because it's not going to be Trump. These are not going to be Trump supporters. These are going to be the illegals. It's going to be Antifa, the Patriot Front group, and the military. Since they were activated, working with the National Guard, they're going to round these people up, and people are going to find out very, very quickly who they are. It's going to look scary. It's going to look bad. People are going to be very, very nervous, but I do believe it's going to be clean and swift. And think about it. Everything that is happening right now, this is what they projected onto Trump. They projected everything that they were going to do onto Trump when he was in the White House. Trump, he turned the tables on them, and he's showing the people of the world who they truly are. Let me go back to post 1822, August 6, 2018. Psychological projection, defined conspiracy, a secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful, a conspiracy to destroy the government, the action of plotting or conspiring. They were cleared of conspiracy to pervert the course of justice. Fake news. Fake news collaborating and pushing knowingly false information. Fake news knowingly false narrative pushes. This was the fake news. This is what they pushed onto Trump. This is what they projected onto Trump. And instead of POTUS, I'm going to use Trump. Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 presidential election. Trump is a puppet to Putin. Is Trump now doing this to them? This is what they told the world, that Trump was going to, he colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. Trump is a puppet to Putin. No, they are. They're going to collude with a foreign entity to actually cheat in the election. Trump will irreparably harm relations with our allies. No, they have done this. Trump will collapse the U.S. economy. Nope, they're collapsing the U.S. economy. Trump will collapse the stock market. Nope, they're going to collapse the stock market. Trump will cause a war with North Korea. Nope, they are causing a war with North Korea. I think that's just coming up very, very soon. Trump will cause a war with Iran. Nope, they're causing a war with Iran. Trump will destroy the world. No, they're trying to destroy the world. Trump has turned the tables on them. And now people are actually seeing it play out. People are seeing who the destroyers really are. The people see the 16-year plan. The people see it. Now, are a lot of people going to be afraid? Yes. This is a fear and scare push. Yes, it was back then. But again, that what they were pushing on Trump really didn't play out. Now it's really playing out because the deep state players, they're actually following their 16-year plan. Everything they projected onto Trump, they're actually doing. And Trump is showing you what they're doing. So are people going to be afraid? Are people going to be scared? Absolutely. Is this going to wake a lot of people up? Absolutely. And I do believe it's going to get pretty darn dark as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. The world, it's going to seem like there's no hope. But remember, who's in control? Do you trust the chain of command? The Patriots are in control. It had to be this way to wake up the rest of the people. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Peace, love.